Now, if you haven't thought about smoke alarms lately, today's episode might be just the thing that changes that. Queensland fire and safety laws are getting an upgrade, and there's a deadline coming that every homeowner, renter and landlord needs to know about. Joining us to break all this down is Inspector Leon Andrews, Area Commander Brisbane North with Queensland Fire and Emergency Services. Leon, it's great to have you with us again. Good morning.
Rosemary, good morning, and thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure.
It is so. And Leon, kicking this off, tell us a bit about this. What's happening?
So Queensland smoke alarm laws are changing once again from January 1st, 2027. So not much to go, about 7 months. So there is time left. But, you know, what we need to do is ensure that we are compliant and we are protected. And you need to ensure that your alarms are photoelectric and interconnected.
Absolutely. And especially if you're selling.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so the laws for selling, that came out in 2022. However, a lot of people are being caught out with that now and they go, oh, I've got to get a certificate. I've got to make sure they are compliant. And even for people that have their own homes now, and they just want to make sure they're right, obviously, for the new legislation. How do we know if we're right? How do we know if we're protected? So you need to replace your smoke alarms if they are more than 10 years old.
Okay.
If they contain an ionisation sensor. Oh, what's that? Yeah, I could tell by the look on your face.
Yes.
Okay, so a little yellow sticker that has that radiation symbol. You know the one you might have seen around?
We have.
Yep, yeah, that, so that's the ionisation sensor. If they contain that, no, shouldn't have those. And also, if they're not interconnected, so they don't have that functionality with the other alarms in your home, then they need to be replaced. So that's how we know. That's a litmus test of replacing your smoke alarms.
Yeah, that's big business, isn't it? And I mean, we hear about houses burning down every day. Just the other day there was another big fire.
Absolutely, yeah.
Terrible.
Quite prevalent, yes.
Yeah. Now, Leon, in my notes here it says the tech. Why does this matter?
Okay, so what's wrong with the old ones is what you're asking, pretty much.
Well.
So a lot of people, you know, they've probably got smoke alarms already installed in the places and think, you know, we're covered, we're good. You know, why does it actually need replacing? So what we need is to conform with the Australian standard, and thank you to my boss yesterday for reminding me, it was AS 3786-2014. So that is written somewhere on your smoke alarm to say that it's Australian standard and it does conform to our legislation.
Okay.
Now, the smoke alarms must be installed in every bedroom, every hallway interconnecting to bedrooms, on every story of the home. So if you're, you know, got a single dwelling, just on the first one, multiple dwellings, multiple levels, on every story. So you need to have the alarms on every floor of the house.
Okay.
However, ceilings of caravans and motorhomes. People didn't realise that, did they? But yeah, that one's coming in too, that it is now, legislator from January next year, that it needs to be on your caravan and motorhomes and your sleeping arrangement areas. The smoke alarms also need to be powered either by a non-removable lithium battery or mains power supply. So that there is to ensure that we're covered and we meet the legislative requirements.
Okay, okay, that's all sort of sounding good. I'm thinking that pretty well everything that I was going to ask you, you've almost answered. But what are some of the myths and mistakes, Leon?
Look, the myths and mistakes is people going, look, you know, we've still got these alarms. They still work because they're cheering me on when I cook, so I know they still work. The reason they probably cheer you on when you cook is you probably do have those ionisation smoke alarms. And one of their inherent faults is they go off way too regularly and they go off and they false alarm. So then they go, oh, what are we going to do? We'll take the battery out and you just pull that 9-volt battery out. So wrong. We cannot be doing that. And that is the problem with them. So those are one of the problems. Photoelectric smoke alarms, totally different. They work off a light beam and they get the fire when it's in that small smouldering insipid stage where it hasn't taken over yet and they capture it early. And one of the things that we say, the earliest that you can be awoken or you can be alerted to that fire, the quicker you've got to get out or to actually do something. So there's some of the myths and things that we need to demystify out there and actually get ready for January next year.
Absolutely. And not only that, with all this rain around, the trees are going to grow beautifully and all sorts of things are going to happen in the yard as well as that. So you need the house to be perfect. And I think you're going to be talking a little bit about that before I let you go, Leon. But so keeping everything working, if someone's got the right alarms in the right spots, Is there anything else they need to do?
Okay, so you just mentioned it and you stole my great line. So here I am going now. I'm going to have to pad this out. So it's about creating a safer home.
Okay.
So keep your smoke alarms working to protect you. So test them monthly to make sure they operate. There's a button on them. Press that. Make sure they all alarm and they all go off.
Mm-hmm.
Keep them free from dust and insects by vacuuming or dusting them. That's what people don't do. So they go off and go, why are they doing that? Just run the vacuum over when you're doing that. You've got the little feature on there, the little furry part of the vacuum.
Yeah.
Run it over it. Suck the dust out of them. Keep them clear. So don't block them. Don't cover them. And most importantly, I'm going to paint the ceiling. Don't paint over them, please. So don't do that.
No.
And the one that I bang on about every time I come in here, it's great to have smoke alarms. It's great to ensure they're working. Have a home fire escape plan and practice it with your family. Because what do you do? 3 o'clock in the morning when they go off, you know, do I run around? Panic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get that, get that evacuation plan in place. Have everyone practice it. Get outside and you know you're safe. You know you're protected and that's it. And we've already started the storms, as you said. We've got the trees and everything. Clean your gutters out and mow your lawns. Tidy up around the place because, you know, we're coming into that season now where we're getting some storms, we're getting some rains, and we don't want things falling around the yard creating problems. So that's it for us.
But also, Leon, with winter coming, a little few heaters around the place. Get us a little bit on that, hey?
Yeah, look, you know, ensure that we don't cover the heaters up with towels, with clothing, with things like that. Make sure that children are supervised around them. Don't overload power boards. That is one of the biggest ones we get in wintertime. We go, we'll drag the heater out of the shed and we'll just run that extension lead and plug it into that power board and then we have problems. So, have a good look around your house and just think, am I safe?
Mm.
Is the family safe? If something happens, how are we going to get out? But just ensure that you look after yourself and your family and take these seriously. What I can ask people to do is go to the Queensland Fire Department website and have a look in there, and there are hints and tips about what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But also, too, there are ways of it being able to put your smoke alarm up, where to do it, how to ensure you are compliant. And also, too, it has a little map on there to make your own home fire safety thing so you can actually get your family out and have your own plan. So, you know, there are a lot of things on our website that are very, very handy. So please, for your listeners, hop onto the website, have a look around there and make sure you're compliant and safe.
A big, big thank you to Inspector Leon Andrews for joining us today. Such a valuable, prominent, life-saving information. So to recap, check your smoke alarms now. Make sure that they are photoelectric and interconnected and have everything sorted well before the 1st of January 2027 deadline. And for more information, head to the Queensland Fire Department website, as Leon said. Heaps of wonderful information there. Stay safe, everyone, and tell your friends and families to head to the 1015fm.com.au to listen to this safety podcast. Leon, thank you so much for coming in, and we really appreciate it, your time, and just the fact that you know so much about this, and we can all learn from it.
Rosemary, thank you so much for having it. I do love to connect with your listeners. It is wonderful. And, please, safety, go out there, ensure you, your family, your friends, everyone's safe. Thank you so much for helping me get that message across there. Our community engagement, do appreciate it.
Thank you, Leon.